What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our morning look, some of the local news stories for you in the Republic of Panama. While the electric transmission company SA, ETESA, is investigated for non-compliance with the transparency law, the general manager of the entity, Carlos Mosquera, responds evasively about the lack of information on its payroll. A verification by La Prensa revealed that in the ETESA return, when the name of the employee appears, then the position he or she holds does not appear, or vice versa. As if that weren't enough, ETESA sends the returns to the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI, with less information. The names or identification numbers of those hired do not appear, only positions without the names, with the amount of salary and the start date of management altered. Now, given these irregularities, the Director of Access to Information, Juan Pablo Rodriguez, confirmed that he initiated an administrative process against ETESA since last September for not complying with Article 11 of the Transparency Law. Now, this dictates the parameters that entities must comply with to publish this type of listing. The article warns that the information relating to the hiring and appointment of officials, payrolls, representation, expenses of officials of any level and or of other persons who perform public functions. ETESA does not publish the complete return. We, this is ANTAI, contacted them to complete all the fields on the form, and they, ETESA, responded to us with the point of view of their legal advisory department. And that is why we opened an administrative process for non-compliance, highlighted Rodriguez, who reiterated that ANTAI only publishes what each entity provides. Mosquera justifies the lack of information in custom. We have always published the form in that way. What happens is that, well, they don't understand us. Whose salaries correspond? It seems like a riddle, La Prensa questioned. Mosquera became uncomfortable. If I had known it was you, I would not answer the call, that is, because you asked me about the form that we have always published like this for 25 years, and we consider that we are complying with transparency. You complained to ANTAI, and he washed his hands. And to continue defending himself, he attacked, go and publish the names of the employees of ENSA. What happens is that we at ETESA are hybrids. The Prensa searched for ENSA's payroll. And although it is outdated since July of 2022, it does disclose the names, the ID numbers, and the salary of each employee. The alternate deputy of the PRD member, Raul Pineda, Alexis Ayala, simultaneously receives a salary of more than $5,000 in the electric transmission company SA ETESA and actively participates in the National Assembly and in political events of his principal. Last December the 22nd, in the absence of Pineda in the Legislative Budget Commission, Ayala assumed his role as main deputy during the discussion of the general state budget for 2024. On that day, he served as secretary of the Budget Commission, chaired by his co-partisan congressman, Benicio Robinson. This would not be the first time that Ayala has occupied the seat. For example, on October the 10th, Pineda authorized Ayala, as recorded in the minutes of the plenary session, to be part of an investigation commission to determine the reasons for the poor quality of the public electricity distribution service. Ayala was appointed on the 27th of July in 2019 at ETESA as Director of Human Resources by the entity's general manager, Carlos Mosquera. Days before, he had been sworn in as Pineda's substitute deputy to participate in the assembly. Raul Pineda sees no problem with his substitute being an ETESA employee, participating in the assembly and accompanying him in political activities. He affirms that enabling the substitute is normal, and although he does not remember the reasons for his absence, he maintains that Ayala does not receive payment for his substitute in the assembly, since he has a job at ETESA. Arnaldo Acevedo Delgado, candidate for representative of the town of Peña Blanca, a town in the district of Las Tablas in the province of Los Santos, for the ruling National Republican Liberation Movement, Molirena, is one of those arrested in the middle of Operation Alpes, in which a network allegedly dedicated to drug trafficking was dismantled. during a guarantee hearing that concluded on Sunday at the headquarters of the Las Tablas Accusatory Penal System, Judge Tamara Alvarado declared the detention of 63 people legal and also validated raids that were important for the operation. Acevedo was arrested on Thursday at the Tocumen International Airport in Panama City when he entered the country from Medellin in Colombia. According to the authorities in charge of the investigation, Acevedo Delgado is considered, along with Carlos Calatin Mosquera, one of the leaders of the criminal network that operated on the coasts of the provinces of Herrera, Los Santos, and Veraguas and Coclé. Calatin Mosquera is an old acquaintance in the world of crime. He's linked to the Calo Calo gang and served a sentence for drug trafficking in the Punta Coco prison, located on Isla del Rey in the Las Perlas archipelago. An official from the National Aeronaval Service, one of the National Border Service, and another from the National Police are also detained in this case. During the raids led by the Drug Prosecutor's Office, SANAN, and the National Police, $1.9 million in cash, 45,000 euros, 6 tons of drugs, 22 vehicles, several firearms, 400 ammunition, and a beach house owned by citizens were seized, Colombians, who used them for meetings and parties. The 22 vehicles are valued at $1.7 million. The investigation, which began in mid-2022, was carried out by the police sensitive unit in charge of collecting surveillance, monitoring and location of real estate and vehicles used by this criminal network. Rio Indio is the area most studied and suggested by the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, to build reservoirs and a new water reservoir for the transit of ships and have availability for human consumption. And that is also where Representative Yanibel Abrego acquired land from the state, paying cents or less for each square meter. In July of 2012, Abrego paid $60 for 9.4 hectares. That is less than $6.50 per hectare, or thousandths of a cent per square meter. The property borders the India River and the India River Street of Los Chorros de Jordanal in Giri Sirigrandi in Capira. That was the first time. The second, in March of 2023, she obtained an additional 18.4 hectares, supposedly to be used for agricultural activities, delivered to Abrego by the National Land Administration Authority at a cost of $120, that is less than a cent per square meter, arguing a social function. The lands acquired by the representative are a few meters from the India River, considered of great importance not only for the farmers and coffee growers in the area, but also, yes, for the ACP. The cents that the representative paid for national lands contrasts with the $22.20 per square meter that the ACP paid for national lands in western Panama on the banks of the canal. In total, the ACP disbursed $550 million to the state for 2,361 hectares, land that the country needs to protect water sources and conserve the environment. How much would the ACP save if it bought the land at the price Abrego pays for it? The property titled in favour of Abrego on the Indio de los Chorros River is located in the upper section of the river basin where the ACP carried out, among other things, studies of its flora, according to a report from the authority on the design of the strengthening capacities for work in the Indio River Basin, prepared in 2018. The Indio River Basin is one of the areas selected by the ACP with possible drinking supply, water supply potential, so it's not ruled out, if required, to convert it into a multi-purpose reservoir. In this place, Abrego built a home, which he finished building in 2021, the deputy herself confirmed to La Prensa. The Tocumen International Airport, they moved 17.8 million passengers in 2023, exceeding for the first time the figures prior to the crisis caused by the coronavirus respiratory pandemic, COVID-19. In 2019, the air terminal, which is 100% controlled by the state, handled a flow of 16.5 million passengers, while last year reached 15.7 million people. In December 2023, the terminal registered traffic of 1,606,558 people, being the highest monthly movement reported last year, where the average is 1.4 million. Rafal Arab, General Manager of Takuman SA, said that the performance in 2023 was the result of the confidence in the airlines that have increased their frequencies and destinations, supported by the guarantees of safe and punctual operations that we have provided them. These facts strengthen the reputation and relevance of Panama as the main transit point and regional connectivity for passengers and cargo. According to the report, 71% of the traffic handled by Takuman were connecting passengers who use the center that operates at the airport and then went to cities such as Miami, Bogota, Medellin, San Jose, Punta Cana, Cancun, Orlando, Sao Paulo, Lima, and Guayaquil, which were the ones that registered the most traffic from Panama last year. And that's it. There we go. There's a quick look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you for this morning's programme.